This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been correlating into an outline the information we collected regarding love as found in John chapters 13 through 17. The final point I would like to reflect on is the quality of love. The summa bona in the study of love is seen in the love relationship between God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus wants us to know experientially that quality of love and how to express it to God and others in tangible ways. This is the distinguishing mark of Christianity. Jesus loved the disciples, but in John 13:1 it says He wanted to show them the full extent of His love. He did this first by washing their feet. Then in John 15:13 He declared, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." He puts this in sharp focus for them when He said, "You are my friends." You might say it would take greater love than that if you laid your life down for your enemies. What Jesus was saying to the disciples is that they at one time were His enemies. He is the one who chose them and declared them to be His friends. They didn't deserve His friendship. His love reached out to them while they were lost, chose them, shared His life and mission with them as friends, and died for them. Thus, He made it possible for them to be in God's family and share in Christ's inheritance. That's the quality of His love for us. That's what He desires to produce and demonstrate through us. That's the kind of love the world desperately needs, the kind of love that will attract and win them to the Savior.